Hey guys, this is Pete from Pete's2Cents.com. Today is September 29th, 2009. The markets are mixed all day today. They opened up in a positive note in the green, 26 points up in pre-market. Then at the opening bell, it continued going trending in the green and trending upward. But then an hour or so into the trading day, it started pulling back into negative territory. And it looked like it was going to fall a little bit deeper than staying flat, but it did start recovering a couple of hours ago, let's say a little bit less than an hour ago, which is now 1:14 in the afternoon, and it is trending into a flat area. So the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are flat. Right now the Dow's down 5 points, S&P is up 1 point, and the NASDAQ is up 1 point. So I would consider that pretty much flat. The good thing is that I'm looking at my overall portfolio and the stocks that were in the red, and some of the stocks that were in the green pulling back, are going into positive territory, going back into the green. So that's telling me that the overall market is moving in the right direction as far as going back into a bull market. So with that said, one of the stocks yesterday that I told you guys was a great buy to get back into was Bank of America, ticker symbol BAC. It was trading in negative territory this morning, but now it's 8 cents up, so we are back on track. Another pick for today is ticker symbol RIMM, which is RIM, the mother company or corporation for the BlackBerry cell phone. That took a major dive last week after coming out with a poor earnings report. Regardless of the fact, this is more of a gamble, and you got to weigh your risk taking when you do trade. But if you are a little bit of a gambler and a little bit of a higher risk taker, this may be a good buy for you, because the stock, let me pull it up real quick, excuse me, took a dive. If you were shorting it, you made a killing. It blew out, taking that dive off the cliff with heavy, heavy volume. So that means that most of the sellers sold and they're out. It bottomed out a little bit above the $65-$66 mark, and now you're getting heavy buyers and traders to get back into the stock. So I think you can pick up the stock. It is trading above its 200-day. It did break the 50-day. I'm not too happy about that, but it's above its 200-day, so you can still trade it, in my opinion. And just cross your fingers, build your position, see if it gets above the 50 again. BlackBerry RIM is a very strong company. It's always been a very strong company, so we'll see what happens. Maybe their earnings, they get positive, they start doing the right thing, bottom line. Management starts getting a little bit better, and maybe they come out with a forecast that comes out, their earnings start rising, their forecasting earnings start rising a little bit. With that said, if it goes under the 200-day, then all bets are off, and then just walk away from the stock. Okay, so that's a RIM, ticker symbol RIMM. Another stock that's been failing a little bit, but I think you can still pick it up. You just got to watch it a little bit before you pick it up, is AK Steel, ticker symbol AKS, which I was holding for a long, long time. I dumped it. I got stopped out because it fell below the 50-day line. It is still trading under the 50-day line, but it did that a couple of months ago, and then it pulled back above the 50 into positive territory. So it's a stock to look at. I still believe that AK Steel is a strong stock. It has good earnings. It's a strong company, strong management. Obviously, one of the reasons why it fell through was pretty much some of the contracts were failing in China. Demand was not that high overall worldwide for AK Steel or for the overall commodity of steel. So that can be a short-term negative or maybe a midterm. I don't know. I would say look into the stock on a technical basis. It's under the 50. It's not too under. I think it's right there where if it goes above the 50, I would say buy it. Maybe put a buy stop into it, and then take it from there. You can make a lot of money at that point. All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon. This is Pete from Pete's2Cents.com. Thanks, guys.